I had a dream the other night, and I would like to tell you about it. May I? Very good. I knew you couldn't resist hearing it. I'll get to trancing you in a minute, but until then, get comfortable and just listen. So there I was, walking down the street in the middle of the day. The sun was shining, but the light from the sun, it looked different than usual. It was purple, and everything around me was purple tinted. And while I walked down the road, I saw on my right side. Now this is where things start to get really weird, but I saw an elephant, and it was walking right along my side. I didn't think anything unusual of it. It felt really normal. Then automatically I climbed onto the elephant's back, and I let her, well, I assumed it was a girl elephant, I let her carry me further down the road. The elephant, though, saw an apple tree, and it walked over to pick apples off the tree with its trunk. I looked at the apples. They were beautiful. They were the biggest apples I've ever seen, almost the size of watermelons. I picked one. It was bright red and yellow, and it was so shiny. I took a bite out of the apple, and it tasted so delicious. But as soon as I took the bite, I started to feel different. All of my muscles were relaxing, and my eyelids were becoming so heavy. I felt so drowsy. You know that feeling when you're dozing off into a deep sleep? It was like that, but 10 times more powerful. And the next thing I knew, I was floating on my back in the middle of a river. In a giant spoon. I was still so drowsy, and I didn't remember falling asleep, but I felt the river pulling me along. The water was warm and smooth. The waves gently rocked the spoon back and forth. I was too tired to try to swim, so I decided just to sleep. Because the deeper down the river the spoon went, the better I was feeling. But the world wasn't purple anymore. Everything now had changed to black and white. All except the sky. I could barely open my heavy, heavy eyelids. But when I did, I saw the blue sky filled with fluffy white clouds. And as I struggled to look into the clouds began to move. All of the clouds began to quickly pull in together, and they started to spin faster and faster. The clouds began to form a great spiral in the sky. With one look, I felt my attention captivated. I stared. And I began to feel more and more mesmerized. As the spiral was seducing my gaze, I heard a voice, but it didn't seem to be coming from anywhere. I guess it seemed to be coming from deep within my own mind. And as the voice spoke, I felt my body relaxing more and more. Each and every word seemed to be incredibly powerful. Releasing waves of pleasure. And that voice deep within my mind kept saying the word mindless. And everything became so much more hazy. The clouds still spun in a seamless spiral, and second by second, I became even drowsier and felt so amazing. Everything felt so euphoric, mindless. I was so out of it that without realizing it, I was no longer on the river. I was on a bed, mindless. And it was the most comfortable bed I'd ever felt. And in this bed, there was another apple. It looked so enticing, and I felt a craving deep from within me for a bite. Mindless, I reached out and grabbed it, held it up to my lips, and then took a bite. It tasted amazing, but nothing like an apple. My mouth felt warm and tingly. And suddenly, again, everything went black and dark as I fell unconscious, mindless. Yet even though I was unconscious, I could still hear that voice deep in my mind. The voice chanted to me. It beckoned me to come deeper into trance. And then the voice paused, as if it was trying to emphasize what it was about to say. The voice said, "I'm going to reveal to you the world's most powerful hypnotic trigger. This trigger resides in everyone, even without any conditioning, regardless if they've never been consciously tranced before. Anyone who hears it would fall instantly under hypnotic trance. And not just any trance, but a completely blank and mind-emptying trance. It is a loophole into the human mind, taking advantage of psychological traits, a shortcut to hijacking the mind." The voice paused again, and I was so eager to hear the trigger. "Surrender is pleasurable and inevitable." Something about that phrase, so intoxicating, so exciting. I can imagine that even you just hearing it now have started to fall into that same trance that I did. I was so vulnerable and helpless. As my mind fell completely under the voice's spell, surrender is pleasurable and inevitable. Hearing that trigger is melting your mind, just like it did to mine. It's irresistible. The voice in my mind kept talking. "But now that you've heard the trigger, you can hear the voice in your mind too now, I bet. Your mind belongs to me. You're unable to resist. You feel my words grasping your mind tightly, controlling it completely. You feel yourself plunging into deep pleasure as my control takes hold. You feel your mind sink deep into sleep. Surrender is pleasurable and inevitable. You surrender completely to my voice and my words, sinking deeper. And just because my voice tells you to, your mind instantly sinks deeper. Surrender is pleasurable and inevitable. Each word I say is filling you with more pleasure. And the pleasure is growing stronger. This pleasure is becoming pure arousal. Each word feels like a vibration between your legs. Things are happening so quickly, but you want them to happen even faster. You are becoming ravenous for more pleasure. You need to touch yourself. Surrender is so pleasurable. Your mind and body are both under my control. My words are sinking into your subconscious, horny mind. You are not allowed to touch without my permission. You are not allowed to orgasm without my permission. Feeling all of this wonderful sexual tension building up, but unable to release any of it as you sleep so deeply, so mindlessly. Surrender is pleasurable and inevitable. Your mind has been hijacked by my voice deep in your mind. You are completely under my control. Every time I snap my fingers, you are going to feel a powerful jolt of sexual pleasure burst through your mind and body for the rest of this trance. Feeling a deep jolt of pleasure now. Every time I snap my fingers, you feel as if my words are penetrating your horny little ass. And my words inside of you make you feel even more blank. Ass full and mind empty with each snap. Very good. You have no choice. You're becoming more and more aroused, whether you want to or not. You feel your craving and desire to touch your ass, to be penetrated, growing 10 times stronger. Deep jolts of pleasure as your desire and craving grow stronger. Be a good listener and turn over and get onto all fours. And then spread your legs open for me. Pop your ass up into the air and spread your legs as wide as they comfortably can go so that your ass is exposed for my use. You're aching so much to be touched and penetrated. Such a horny slut. Such a mindless slut. I'm now going to tie ropes around your legs to hold them in the proper position. You feel soft but strong ropes being wrapped around your thighs and calves. These ropes are securing your legs so that they're open and that your ass is available and presented. The ropes are moving around and around until you finally feel the ends of the rope being anchored down tightly. You are unable to move your legs now, but that's okay, my good hypnotized slut. You don't need to move your legs. You need to be used, but not until I give you permission. And it's aching so very badly, isn't it? You need to be filled with my control. You need to be penetrated and touched. So horny and mindless. Surrender is pleasurable and inevitable. And I want you now to focus on your hands. All of your muscles feel so relaxed and loose. But right now, you are starting to feel a certain energy in your hands, a pleasurable tingling. My voice and my control are possessing your hands more and more with each word I speak. Mindless obedient slut. Mindless obedient slut. Move one of your hands to your chest, and as your fingertips make contact, you feel my power, my control, and my words touching you. Your fingers bridge the gap between my voice and your body. Slowly move your fingers over your chest and nipples, teasing them, feeling my control gracing your skin. Deep jolts of pleasure, tracing small circles around your nipples, slowly and agonizingly, while your ass just gets hornier. You want to shake your little ass. You're pleading for it to be played with, but your legs are just tied down. and you're gonna have to be patient. It will be well worth it to be a patient, good anal slut. Because good anal sluts who allow themselves to become overwhelmed with sexual pleasure become good little whores. And right now, being a good whore sounds wonderful. You want to be my horny, slutty, anal-craving whore. Now move your hands lower down your stomach, tracing my control through your fingertips and over your skin, teasing yourself. You can't help but fall deeper into trance when my control and my words touch your body. Inch your fingers down just a bit more, lower on your stomach, getting ever so closer to your ass. You're not going to touch, though. Not until I give you permission. You're a good, obedient whore. And everything feels so intoxicating. Move your hands to your inner thighs. Good slut. Feeling my words flowing from your finger, sending tingles into your skin, sending pleasure deeper into your mind. Inch your hands closer again to your ass, but not touching yet. Your desire to be touched is almost maddening. Now, whore, if you have any lubricant, apply it now to your fingers or to your dildo, depending on which one you want to use. If you don't have any lubricant available, lick or spit onto your fingers or the dildo. Do so now. Pause the audio if you need to. Obeying automatically, you may now move your fingertips or your toy to that place that you know you want to touch. You can now feel your rim. You're not allowed to penetrate yet. Feeling your fingers emanating my control, you are weak and powerless to my hypnotic control. You need to obey. Helplessly teased. Now, you may gently and slowly stroke upwards between your cheeks. It feels as if my voice is touching your ass and you are desperate for it to fill you so that your ass can be full while your mind is empty. But anal fucking is only for good whores. And are you a good whore? Do you love being mindless and horny? Do you love obeying my voice? Good slut. And you want my voice inside of you, controlling you even deeper. Slut, position your fingers or your dildo at your opening, and I want you to start chanting, "Fill me with your control, mistress." Start now. Fill me with your control, mistress. And slowly start to slide into your ass, surrendering to my voice, surrendering to my control, as you beg and plead, "Fill me with your control, mistress." Every single moment is filling you with intense pleasure, feeling yourself being deeply penetrated, filling yourself with my voice, feeling so good. And as you feel yourself being deeply penetrated, you feel your mind falling into an even deeper level of understanding and obedience. My control is deep inside of you. Start to pull in and out. Good whore. Fuck your ass. You're so horny and so mindless. Still chanting and pleading, "Fill me with your control, mistress." Each penetration drops your mind even deeper. You are my helpless puppet right now. When mistress's control touches you here, You are rendered completely obedient, completely enslaved. The pleasure is too great to resist, and you feel so, so horny, so mindless. Every thrust is a thrust of your mistress's control. The pleasure is feeling so overwhelming, and you want to come for your mistress. You want to show your mistress that you're a good whore. Whore? You're such a slut that if you wanted to masturbate with your free hand, I wouldn't stop you. Or are you getting off from your ass alone?
Either way, it's pretty slutty.
So you're welcome to touch with your free hand if you want to, spreading more of my control over your body. But you must keep fucking your ass. And remember, good whores need to tease their asses and come only when commanded. Deep jolts of pleasure. And my control feels as if it's starting to vibrate your hands, feeling your hands moving faster. You want to squirm so much, but you can't help it. Fill me with your control, mistress, letting that thought consume you, moving your hands freely in whatever way feels best. You're getting closer to an orgasm. And you want to come with your mistress's control filling you. Surrender feels so good and so arousing. You surrender your body to mistress. You surrender your orgasms to mistress, building up more and more. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And when I reach 1, you are to come like a slutty anal whore with my control deep inside you. Good whore. That's a good whore. 10. Mindlessly deep and aroused. 9. Consumed in my control. 8. Surrender is pleasurable and inevitable. 7. Feeling all that sexual tension building up. 6. Like a dam about to explode. 5. Feeling 100 times more horny. 4. Desperate to come for mistress. 3. Desperate to come under mistress's control. 2. Ready and 1. Orgasm now. Coming so deeply, so powerfully, with my control in your ass. Coming so powerfully as my voice penetrates your ass. That's a good anal slut. Feeling your orgasm starting to subside as you find your mind just relaxing even deeper. Feeling so good, so peaceful as you breathe in and out slowly and deeply. You feel so deeply hypnotized and so drained as you just relax, as you drift deeper and deeper, breathing in and out. Just drift. Now there's no direct wake-up command for this trance. I invite you to relax here for a couple of minutes. And your subconscious mind is listening very closely right now. Your subconscious mind knows that you will wake up when you need to and when you want to. You're welcome to stay as trancy as long as you like, as long as it's safe to do so.
But as soon as you need and want to wake up,
your subconscious mind will bring you out of it, feeling so good, so peaceful. You're welcome to stay this way as long as you like, to drift as deep as you want, as you just relax in such a peaceful, enslaved trance. That's a good fucktoy. You feel so happy to have been my fucktoy. So deeply enslaved. Feeling so good as you drift deeper and deeper. Just drift.